Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So this week's topic I thought to cover was looking at your life and whether you were living a one-star, three-star or five-star life. I got the idea from this because I've been doing a Feng Shui course where we actually had to rate all of the items in our home, whether they were one-star, three-star or five-star. And then it got me to thinking about our life in general. And this isn't in a materialistic way in terms of me getting you to grade that, but whether we're just kind of, you know, floating along and things are okay-ish, not where we wanted to be, we're not achieving our goals, we're not at a place where we'd like to be, that would probably be like one star. If you are definitely have momentum in your life, you're putting like lots of action into things and you're getting some results and you're experiencing, you know, great things, that would be three star. And then five star would be you're living the life of your dreams, you're moving towards more of your dreams, you're achieving all the things that you want to, you feel a high level of contentment, a level of inner peace and, you know, and great happiness. So when I asked you to think about the areas of your life, think about all of the parts of your life that, you know, are important to you and dear to you, where would you rate them? And I just think this is a really good concept to actually put towards our actual life. Because so often, you know, life goes so fast, as I was talking about the week before, you know, when your life flashes in front of you at the end of your days, how will you remember things to be? And the reason I'm saying this isn't a materialistic thing is because living a five-star life for you might be, like for me, living my five-star life might be a one-star life to you. We all come at things from different angles and different perspectives. And it really is about what our values are and what means the most to us. So when you're grading it, it's about looking at that. But also what's important is then saying, okay, so let's say some parts of your life are one-star, some parts are three-star, and some parts are five-star, or all of them are just one of those categories. What I want you to ask yourself is, got you to think about this yesterday, but now that I've explained it a bit more, maybe you might think about it again. There's eight core areas of our life. The first one is our personal development. So this is how we are personally developing, evolving, growing, learning. The second part is our social life, which is our interests, our hobbies, you know, meeting up with friends, getting out and enjoying things like that. The third part is our finances. So, you know, your financial security, your level of debt, your level of savings, those kind of things. The next part would be around your career. So if career is important to you, where is that at this point? If I also put in for career for people who aren't working, you know, in a typical job, let's say, what's your life's work? What's your passion and purpose around that? Next part then is your relationship. So in terms of your romantic part of life, and then also looking at your friends and family is another area. Then we have your health as well. And where you are with that, are you living one star, three star, five star? So one star would be, you know, eating a lot of junk food, not exercising, being living a very sedentary life. Five star would be being in full optimum health, looking after yourself, nurturing yourself both mentally and physically as well as emotionally. And then the last part is also around your home environment. Okay, so how is your home? And this is the part I've been doing with the Feng Shui is, where, how do you feel when you walk into your home? Does it make you feel happy? Does it make you feel sad? Do you dread going into your house? Do you love going into your house? And also, how does your house make you feel? And in the house, is there a lot of clutter that might be putting you down? As you might be a bit of a hoarder, for example, and that would be at a one star. So I'd love you to look at all those areas, grade them, and then what I would ask you to do is say, what can I upgrade in my life right now? So for example, if your finances are a little bit all over the place, you could say, the one thing you could do right now in this moment is make a budget. Look at all my finances from a realistic perspective. Other things that we might want to go from a one star to a five star, or a three star to a five star, for example, or if you're at five star for everything, you might want to go to a 10 star, is the steps that it takes to get to our next place. But upgrading now in this moment, the stuff that we can do right now, thoughts that we can change right now to get us on the path to those steps. And that's exactly what I want you to look at. So if you've any questions on this topic, I think it's a really interesting way of looking at our life and really going for five star. And again, we think of five star, I actually think of, you know, five star hotels. I'm like, oh God, it's fabulous and everything's wonderful. But imagine what your five star life would be like, what that means to you. So it can be the most simplistic of things, but you would be living your five-star life. So make it very personal to you about your values, your goals, your ethics, your morals, and those things that mean most to you. It could be your family life, for example, your love life, all of those things bring more joy and happiness in. So So wish you a beautiful Tuesday and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow as we continue this week's topic.